Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
They won a lot of close games. They're obviously very well coached.
You dumbass.
They have a lot of explosive players on offense, you know, with Stills and, of course, Drake or Parker.
But you can have weapons and still suck.
Tannehill's back.
I'm done!
You know, defensively is a disruptive front. They do an outstanding job on the return game, the rush game.
Boring!
Good all-around team.
They've always sucked. They're going to suck again.
You can't play tight end in this league and just work with bands. You can't do it.
He stayed away from the weight room last year, and he did the pliability, and he looked tremendous.
Boy, was I dumb.
So what's the difference now? The difference is that he's not healthy.
I'm Captain Obvious.
It's not related, in my estimation, to weight training that he's not doing. It's what the injuries are preventing him from doing.
I feel super, super pliable.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we get back to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Before we do that, I just told you about a trade in Major League Baseball. What is trading away your compensation round B selection?
Competitive balance picks. They follow the first round. They follow the second round. Those are actually tradable, which is nice, right?
They should trade them. What teams get those?
It's a formula, which I don't understand completely. But it says it's teams that fall in the bottom 10 in revenue or bottom 10 in market size.
So the Cardinals get one of these?
But they got to pick in round A, you know, after the first round, or round B, after the second round. So it's a formula that takes revenue, winning percentage into account.
All right.
I don't know why the St. Louis Cardinals would have one of these picks.
No.
Like, it makes sense, right? Because round A, the Marlins, the Rays, the Reds, the Pirates, the A's, the Brewers, the Twins. Then it's the Royals, Orioles. Anyways, the last one to get one was the Cardinals, 78. So they traded the 78th pick along with a couple other guys, Luke Weaver.
This is all new, right?
A couple minor leaguers.
Because you and I were discussing this
couple years
the
old. Couple years old.
Okay.
A couple years old. But all that for 1 year of Goldschmidt, who I guess not, you know, could sign an extension. He's got 1 year left. It was weird.
You know,
I saw the draft pick. I'm like, draft pick?
What's I think the Cardinals are smart here. The Cardinals, first of all, nobody criticizes a Cardinal player. You can go into a slump, right? You can bat 0-46 for a month, and the fans will come out there and love you.
Well, they're also sitting there saying, listen, we know who you are.
He's going to love it.
And we will pay you, and you will love it here.
Exactly. He's going to fall in love with the place. Mm-hmm. There's no negativity whatsoever with the baseball fan base in St. Louis. He's going to love it. They're looking at it saying, we don't want him to get to the open market a year from now. We want to get him to know us. We feel if he comes here, he's going to love it, and we're going to be able to sign
him. You're
going to
get him for $14.5 million this year, which is a nice bargain.
Right.
And you'll pay, and they will.
And they'll pay him. They'll pay him top dollar.
They need a bat like that.
They'll pay him exactly what he would get in the free agency market, except now they pretty much have guaranteed that they're going to get him long-term.
What they should do is, like you see a lot of teams do, $14.5 million. You get that in the tax luxury tax purposes for this year. And then the minute opening day starts, you announce an extension.
Right.
And it doesn't really kick in, I don't believe, as far as the annual average. Not that they got to worry about the luxury tax, I don't think.
Perfect break.
It's a good move for them.
That would have been until he was able to conquer his fears here in Boston. That would have been the perfect place, St. Louis, for David Price.
But now that he's conquered.
Forget about it.
Sky's the limit.
Absolutely. Chris is in Wakefield. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Chris.
Hey. How are you doing?
Good, well, Chris. How are you?
Excellent.
What's up?
Yeah, I just want to talk about this. I know you guys may have touched on it yesterday. I got cut off around 6 o'clock, but the Kareem Hunt thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're still on waivers and looking to get picked up. I don't think a team will pick him up, but I just wanted to throw out there, you know, it hasn't been touched on, even with the Ray Rice thing. You know, he was a piece of garbage for what he did to this girl, regardless of what name he was called, even if it wasn't the N-word. But we got to make it, you know, a point, you know, clear across the country that no individuals to put their hands on any other individual, that includes women as well. She could have just actually walked away and walked downstairs, okay? And I'm not using her as an excuse or him as an excuse for what he did, but she didn't have to go and combat and go after him combatively like that. And again, with the Ray Rice thing, I mean, Ray Rice, not a big guy, but his wife was throwing haymakers at him. I mean, not to excuse his, you don't hit someone else, but we have to hold the woman accountable as well. And I think we don't...
when you say Ray Rice is not a big guy, are you talking about compared to what, like offensive lineman?
Sure he's a big guy.
I mean, a normal guy? You don't think he's a big guy?
Yeah, I guess, well, he's average. Yeah, I mean, he's sizable.
So what was his fiance, 110 pounds?
Average.
Doesn't matter, though.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
See, we got this whole thing. Listen, we don't know. We're putting in a lot of different things, like our girl Jessica, right? Here's what I saw. What I saw was the girls left the room. You talk about she didn't need to go back. He didn't need to come out of the hallway and confront her. He confronted her. Then she came back and finished the discussion. So you say she didn't have to come back. She wouldn't have come back if he stayed in his room. Do you see that part?
I don't know about that, Lou. I think it looked like she was out in the hall making him. I said he could have stayed in his room.
No. You missed the interview, though, with the body cam with the cops. So he and his friends were basically saying, all we wanted to do is get the girls out of the room. They got them out of the room. So at that time, the cops didn't realize what was going on, but we now have footage of what happened out in the hallway in the elevator, and that's why the story doesn't hold up. Kareem Hunt lied. He claimed to the police at the time, all we wanted to do is get him out of the room. They got him out of the room. Lou's right. Locked the door. Call down. It's a residence, by the way. It's a hotel residence. Right. He was living there. You call down to the main desk and say, can security come up here? We've locked the door. These two women are not welcome here. Can you escort them out of the building? That's all he had to do. He would still be playing for the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday.
Well, he also told the Kansas City Chiefs that he did not leave the room. So he was lying left and right. He was lying all over the place.
Chris, I don't know where you're coming from. He will play again. I truly believe a team will end up signing him. He's 23 years old.
He has the perfect, stat line to reemerge into the NFL.
Right.
A lot of time to rehabilitate, to make amends.
And real young.
He's really young and really talented.
Yes.
So, I'm definitely not that type of person.
Well, he's got a lot of time, a lot of time to make it up. And yes, somebody, I don't know if you guys compare the two. I don't know. People have, and maybe they still will. But when I think of what Michael Vick went through and what he did and how, I mean, think about that. So just bring yourself back to that situation. The guy went to federal prison, reemerged. Young enough to get back in the league inside one of the biggest contracts of his career. So if Michael Vick can do it, so can Kareem Hunt. And people are going to hate it. They're not going to like it, but that's what's going to happen. Just like was Teddy talking about. He's like, okay, first he's got to fix himself, which he will do. Because if he really wants to get back in the league, like that, those are the steps he has to take.
Right. See, I think they went a little overboard. People went a little overboard on the whole Michael Vick thing. And then the feds wanted to make an example of him because he was financially supporting these groups who were doing this dogfighting, right? So there was a bigger prize there for the feds than Michael Vick, but Vick looked really bad.
But
at
still,
it.
I mean, you're talking about hanging and murdering dogs.
Yeah, but he
and
wasn't
forcing them to
he
fight.
Wasn't doing it.
He was,
himself.
He was
Charlie
Manson.
He was financing.
He was Charlie Manson.
It's a little different than Charlie Manson.
He was like telling everybody what to do.
No, he was a little. It was a little bit different. This involves humans, but I agree with you. I actually thought that the public was more upset about what Michael Vick did than some of the guys that had done some of this. I'll give you another one. So Dante Stallworth was drunk one night in a car, and he killed somebody right down in Miami.
Yes,
drove into somebody, into a pedestrian out in the street, ran into him. Dante Stallworth came back into the league. He actually killed somebody. Okay? Now, you could sit there and say, well, he didn't mean to kill somebody. No, but he got behind the wheel of a car, bleep-faced out of his mind, okay? And yet he went out there, and the result was he actually killed somebody.
Do people, I mean, maybe that caller is one of them, but do people really believe that Kareem Hunt's not going to play in this league again?
I think he absolutely is going
to. I mean,
play.
I don't think there's any question he's going to.
No, it's.
He might miss all of next year. He might be suspended for an entire year.
Maybe that's possible.
But I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to play football.
By 2020, he plays football.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. And, you know, we could talk about Adrian Peterson. There was a lot made of that, and people were really pissed at what he did. Yet He had a 97-yard run the other night, and everybody was applauding him, and nobody remembered the fact that not only was he beating his kid up with a switch, but 3 weeks ago admitted that he still does it. He just uses a belt
and
now
he's going to be
switch.
The comeback player of the year.
Yes.
Right? So yeah. The team's going to give him an award.
Which is, file this away, file this away in odd stats that just make you go, So you said it was 97. I thought it was 90.
Whatever it was.
Okay, well, the issue is that he had a 90-yard run, but he still didn't reach 100 yards rushing. So he had one big
yard run, yeah.
But he was still, it's like the first back to have a 90-yard run awesome. And not also have 100 yards rushing. You can't get 10
Boy,
more
I
yards.
I tell you, the old run to was 56 and a half.
That's crazy.
His carries, rushes, got it one play and that's it.
That was nuts.
90-yard run, he couldn't get 100.
No, he didn't finish the game with over with 100 yards rushing.
Well, that was the Mark Sanchez impact, the very first snap, 90-yard touchdown.
Yeah, there was such a threat. They were all back. They go, get back, he's going to throw it over our head.
Did you see, by the way, that Sanchez had a butt recovery?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I actually feel sorry for Mark Sanchez.
What are you talking about? He's got a job in football.
I do, but it's just, he's the butt of every joke.
Get it?
Too easy.
Get it?
Just walks right into it.
Sanchez is going to come in and play for
who they got this week? The Giants, right?
I have no idea.
That could be just an ugly game. Giving him four quarters. Go get him, Mark.
Yeah. Ugh,
yeah, but getting back to your point about
how. Don't beat a dead horse.
I think there's no question that you can't say that anymore.
What?
What do you mean?
Can't do what?
Said beat a dead horse.
Yeah, I said.
Can't say
don't
that.
Don't beat a dead horse.
So Peter's come
You're
out.
Not allowed to say that.
What? You can't say it anymore.
Shut up.
No. Listen.
They gave you options.
Listen. New sensitivity training next week.
Oh, great.
PETA's going to be there.
Can I not eat chicken?
So PETA's telling us all these new things that we can't do, and you can't say beat a dead horse. Here's what you say instead. Feed a fed horse.
Yeah, so you get
wait,
it.
So kinda... I can't say beat a dead horse. No, I have to say feed. Does it have the same?
Feed a fed horse.
Does it mean the same?
Oh, you know, yeah. Kind of.
Does it mean?
You know, horse is dead. Why would you beat it?
So the horse is already eaten. He's already been fed.
So if the horse is fed and he's full,
so
why are you
piling
keep
on? Stop feeding that horse that's already been fed. Yeah. Oh, that's take way too much energy.
This is unbelievable.
I saw that list.
That PETA puts out a list of we need to stop using anti-animal language. What is happening to this planet? What are we doing? So instead of saying killing two birds with one stone, we need to say feed two birds with one scone.
Mm. What, scone?
What the hell does that mean?
Yes.
We don't even eat scones. That's a British thing, right? What are we talking about?
How many
about?
Generations does it take to get these in play?
They're coming faster than you think.
You know what? By the time...
No, I'm just saying, like, will our grandkids...
Yes.
Oh, yes.
...be sitting there saying, listen, let's bring home the bagels.
Oh, no.
Instead of bring home the bacon?
Yeah.
Can't say, that is unbelievable.
Bring home the bagels.
You can't say bring home the bacon because the bacon is pork. It comes from an animal.
It comes from a pig.
A pig.
Pig's a filthy
animal. So bring home the bagels.
Filthy animal.
Very good.
I do believe though, by the time we're grandparents, or Mason is a father, and and your grandson is sitting on your lap, and you know you're telling stories, and you said, back in my day when we brought home the bacon, Grandpa,
yeah, fascinating.
Oh, what are you a no-no or nana? Yeah. What is that? What is it like? What
nano.
Would you call it? Nano?
I already
nanu,
am.
Nanu?
Yeah,
oh, that's right. You are.
Is anybody
forgot about that?
Is anybody taking any of this stuff seriously? Take the bull by the horns. Nope. Can't use that anymore.
What's,
you need
what's
to say,
the replacement?
Take the flower by the thorns.
You can see that one, too. Nano, I'm going to take the flower by the thorns.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out and just do it myself.
I'm going to change the world.
Oh, but it hurts. It's violent.
Wait, you're going to do what?
I took the flower
by the
thorns.
I'm going to take the flower by the thorns.
It cut me. It's
like,
violent.
I'm just saying, like two or three generations. Is that what we're going to be saying?
Be the guinea pig. I can't say that. Instead, I have to say, be the tester.
But what is that? That's not even being rude to the guinea
Stupid.
Pig. Like, what does a guinea pig do, right? You kind of, what is it, lazy, kind of goes around this little guinea pig wheel.
Little wheels, yeah.
Right? But they're nice, fluffy, cuddly animals.
Yeah, they're okay.
Right? Well, what's wrong with that?
They don't last long.
Very disrespectful.
I don't know. The guinea pig actually cares. What if you feed the guinea pig to, like, a big, giant boa constrictor?
Mm.
Feed it for lunch. Should you? What are the snakes going to eat?
So if the Patriots lose on Sunday, can I say they got skunked in Miami?
Yes.
No.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, no,
it's not
no,
the skunk's fault
no.
that it else. Smells. Whoa. The skunk doesn't know that it smells. Stop being so mean to the skunk. it can't control it.
This is stupid.
It's a handicap.
You know, PETA doesn't believe that we should have like pets as animals as pets. They believe we should just. We should just let them go.
My dog's not my pet. He's a family member.
It's a buddy.
Imagine how wild that would be if we just had the Wild Wild West and you had wild
cats. It's like George Bush's service dog. Lifetime companion. Lifelong companion that was there 6 months.
What was the big
talk about wanting to just dramatize like everything.
Look, the dog is laying by the casket.
Oh, look.
Who put the dog there?
Don't get me wrong. It's a great photo.
Yes.
Right?
Amazing
but
photo.
But throwing hot sauce on the story and saying lifelong companion. Yeah. The dog was there for 6 months.
Yeah. Weird.
Jeez.
Killing two birds with one stone. Cannot say that anymore.
No.
Feeding two birds with one
stone.
I like
bring home the bacon.
You have got to
bring home the bagels.
What if
bring it home the bagels, baby. That's right.
What?
You keep working hard. Bring home the bagels.
Sexy time. Got some bagels coming to the house. I'm going to spread some cream cheese on that mug. Yeah, this will be in general population.
Oh, this is disturbing.
These phrases.
No, they won't.
They will be.
I'm
yes. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm they will you. Be in general population.
Save this. The next sensitivity meeting, we will be told this. No. This will be part of the next sensitivity.
I fully believe it.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to kill two birds with one stone right now.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we go back to the phone calls. Here's Mike in West Springfield. Hello, Mike.
How's it going?
Good, Mike.
Well, I was talking about the fact that we have Dante Stallworth on our team. He actually did kill a guy. And we're talking about not trying to do shades of crimes or anything else like that. But the problem is if there is a zero tolerance policy in the NFL, then there has to be a zero tolerance. You can't allow another team to pick up someone that's been accused or convicted of a crime. It has to be zero tolerance.
Well, let me ask you this. Why should there be a zero tolerance policy in the National Football League when there isn't in life right now for domestic violence?
Of course there is. If you're a police officer, if you're in the military, if you're in a position of responsibility, there is a zero tolerance policy.
Well, most employment there isn't. So,
in most employment. But there is a zero tolerance policy out there. In some employments,
so,
in a position of responsibility.
All right, so these are entertainers, right?
They are.
NFL players are entertainers. And
musicians, actors.
Right.
Is it zero tolerance?
Should we have zero tolerance there? If that were the case, there are a lot of actors who have been working here who wouldn't be working. Now, the market really has dictated a lot of that in the last year or so, wouldn't you say?
I would say exactly right.
All right, so the market
with the times.
So the market will do the same thing, I think, with this kid.
The market is way too slow, and you have to wait for your advertising and your brand to take a hit. There's an easier way, and that's to have that zero tolerance policy. I understand that sometimes that you're going to lose a stud running back. You're going to lose even with the kicker from the Giants. You're going to lose some star players. But the rest of those players are going to get a message that this is no longer tolerated. And eventually you will clean up your game in that regard. It works in other agencies.
Okay, let me give you an example of it. So Ezekiel Elliott was accused of hitting a female, right? To the point where the league gave him a 6-game suspension, even though the investigation, the people that were investigating him in the league, said that he didn't deserve one, all right? So, and there were no charges, right? Not arrested, wasn't prosecuted. So should that be zero tolerance? Should he be out of the league? Never given an opportunity to come back in? Why is it different?
Slightly different.
No video.
First of all, it wasn't domestic violence. That was just conduct unbecoming. And that's more of a military standpoint where you can still be prosecuted and you'll be charged and you can be found conduct unbecoming. And they're trying to protect their shield. I understand that. Being a military man myself, you have to protect the shield. And then it doesn't mean that you're going to be.
What was the conduct unbecoming? Being accused of something?
No, what I'm saying is you have to let due process rule out. But that's the reason why they have this commissioner's list, where you can go exempt. You know, while we figure this out, you go on the exempt list. And if it comes, if it's more probable than not that this actually occurred,
there we go.
Then I'm sorry.
See, I don't think we can't. Who's going to be the judge? More probable than not.
Now, who's going to decide that? You?
But, No, I would say the NFL. The NFL,
the NFL does right now. They we know Article 46. The commissioner can do whatever the hell he wants.
Oh,
he can decide whatever he wants. He can do it. Well, here's a good example of it. Brett in Salem wants to bring it up. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good,
hey, Brett.
Hey, so, yeah, I just wanted to bring up, you know, Kareem Hunt was wrong, Ray Rice was wrong, all those guys. But it seems like Joe Mixon kind of went to the wayside. You
there
know,
you go.
He's still playing.
Excellent example. And there's video there, too, right?
There is, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, YouTube it, man. He catches her solid, knocks this girl out in the restaurant, just, like, walks away. It's like, so.
So what's he doing? What's he doing right now, Brett? Joe Mixon.
He's out of the game.
No, he's not. It's on this past Sunday.
Start running back for the Bengals.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yep.
You can't do a zero tolerance policy, can you?
You have high standards in the NFL.
I mean.
Well, that's to your point. You bring up Mixon. I brought him up the other day when the announcement of Kareem Hunt got released. And I still feel like it was an overreaction of the Chiefs. I do, you know, because I think like they could have suspended him for the rest of the year and the postseason, and I think a lot of people would have been satisfied. A lot of people are like, good for them. Good for them. Because when this thing story came out, we were on the air for like 4 hours, and we didn't sit there and say, do you think he's going to get released? No, we say he's going to be suspended for the rest of the year. We didn't even think about releasing him. And they released him. And when they released him, my first thought was, so this guy was caught on video pushing a girl and kicking her when she was down. Joe Mixon got caught on video knocking the girl the F out and what was drafted later on is now the starting running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. So where are we at now?
That's crazy. No, that's a good example, Brett. That,
yeah,
me,
even,
that
and even when
was,
you...
We don't want to judge one video versus another, you know, the extremes of it, but the Mixon one was...
Well, I don't think, like, I mean, in this day and age, given enough time, everybody gets over it or they forget about it or there's something else that draws their attention.
Christian,
you type in Joe Mixon, and here are the first three hits that come up. Should Joe Mixon be carrying the ball more? Wide receivers jump into future. Mixon, we've got to play more. Bengals news, Cincinnati could use more Joe Mixon with no A.J. Green. There's not a peep about it.
No.
So in regards to Kareem Hunt, and I'll even use Julian Edelman as an example. Julian Edelman missed the first four games of the season. Nobody cares. It never happened.
Hammy.
No big deal. Done. Who cares? What is the big deal? This will wash over him. He'll always have the stink of it, but I guarantee you people are going to start buying his jerseys again because he's not going to suck when he comes back. He's going to be good.
A 190-yard run the other night made people forget about Adrian Peterson. And 2 weeks ago, he admitted in an interview done with him that he was still hitting the kid.
It just goes to show you timing is everything. That interview where Adrian Peterson comes out, I mean, when he was suspended, you know, it was, you know, you go back and you look at some of the comments from Roger Goodell and the therapy they had to go through. On Wednesday leading into Thanksgiving weekend, the interview drops that he's still hitting his kid with a belt. Now, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but whether, you know, certain society or different parts of the country, whether that's fine or not, or whether you think it's okay or I think it's okay. The bottom line is that he was suspended for hitting his kid with a switch. Now he admits he's still hitting his kid with a belt. But because it was Wednesday before Thanksgiving, nobody talked about it. The media did not talk about it at all. And then all of a sudden, Reuben Foster happens. Now everyone's focused on Reuben Foster. Now everyone's focused on Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, timing is everything.
So Adrian Peterson, nothing. Because the media didn't jump on it, because there was other things to talk about. Yeah.
And there will be other stories, other players down the road, and they'll forget about the past ones. Here's John in Maine. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to talk about what that caller said about how the woman should be held responsible in these instances. I mean, I think that, you know, you go to court, men and women get charged the same if they commit the same crime. But what should be sent out there is you don't put your hands on a woman if you're a male. I don't know what he was trying to say, but you should. If there's ever an instance where a woman is attacking you, you run away from the situation if you have to. You don't hit them back. You don't even try to restrain them. You just get away from the situation.
Well, it sounds to me like he had the perfect situation where he wanted them, at least this is what he told the police, he wanted them out of the room. They were out of the room. You locked the door. You call down to the main desk, say, please, can security escort these girls out of the facility? Simple as that. So it doesn't even – his story doesn't wash here. It doesn't make any sense. And we've got video, and we saw what he did against her. You can't do it. But it still comes down to this, and I laugh at the Colin Kaepernick people who are out there saying, oh, you know, Colin Kaepernick can't get an opportunity to play or whatever. It all depends on whether you can play and how good a player you
See,
are.
You just made me I just saw this come up. And so Jay Gruden comes out and he says, just sidebar again, a lot of sidebars today. Jay Gruden says, you know, they ask him, okay, is there interest in Colin Kaepernick? They say, yeah, we discussed it. Okay. And then one of the reasons was that he didn't fit into their scheme and the plays that they run. Well, what does USA Today do? They go out and get a bunch of clips and a bunch of plays, and they say, what? This is exactly what Colin Kaepernick does. And then Eric Reed, you know, retweets it and says, oh, yeah, great article. This is why he doesn't fit. Let me just tell anybody, when somebody asks you about Colin Kaepernick, don't answer the question. Don't answer it. Just say, you know what? We're thinking about everybody. Everybody is on the list.
Yeah.
Like, don't mention Colin Kaepernick.
Do you really believe the Redskins thought about it for 1 second? Maybe
we talked about Colin, yeah.
Well, no, here's the thing. So think about that phrasing now. We talked about him, or as we saw the tweet, he was discussed.
Yeah.
So imagine a room of six guys, and they're all sitting in there, and they're talking about, okay, what do you guys think? I saw this kid, Josh Johnson. He was drafted in the first pick overall in the AAF fantasy whatever quarterback draft. He's like him? Yeah, sure. What about Colin? And one dude just says, yeah, no, okay. That's discussing him. That's his name coming up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but Gruden digs
himself.
How much
detail, how much depth did you get into him?
Yeah, but you dig yourself into a hole when you sit there and you try to explain it. Like, when Jay Gruden talks, you can tell he's uncomfortable with it. He doesn't.
Somebody's familiar with the things that I've done in the past.
But you said this early off the air, that this is something to where Kaepernick shouldn't dive into.
No! He's not going to play. It makes no sense for him to play.
Oh, can you imagine he sucks for four games? Everyone's like, see, I told you.
Yeah, we were right.
He's setting him up.
Yeah, he knows that there's no possible way he can come back in this late in the season and be productive. Like, he's going to suck. He's been out since 2016. No, he's not playing. And every time somebody asks him a question, or when a quarterback goes down, it's a trap.
Based on the people that follow him right now and people that every time a player is mentioned or an opening for a quarterback spot, we have somebody, on the clock here. He's a better activist than he is a football player. He should stick to what he's doing well right now. He's making an impact out there, okay? Because people are reacting to him.
But
he's a football player.
Yeah, I know, but you think about this organization. They just claimed Reuben Foster. They are taking a bunch of heat.
It doesn't look good.
How do you take the heat off? Sign Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Now everybody will love you.
And then claim Kareem Hunt at the same time. You know what? That's actually a great idea.
Are you playing for the tie?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Grab them both.
No, you're just taking heat for Reuben Foster. So you know what? Yeah, we're gonna sign Colin Kaepernick. Everyone will praise Washington.
They won't even know Kareem Hunt is on the team. Kareem Hunt could go out there in pads, and they wouldn't even know because Colin Kaepernick is out there under center.
You know what? There's a lot of people that probably would buy into that.
No, they don't really care. Kaepernick has a job, guys. We won. And you hear that? They're actually trying to vote for him for the Pro Bowl?
Yes.
There's like this campaign.
Right-in vote.
Yeah, write-in vote. Write-in Colin Kaepernick's name.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. Do you think the NFL, by the way, if they write in those votes, you will never hear about them.
No,
They could end up with 26 million write-in votes for Kaepernick. The NFL will never, ever, ever admit that they had any of
10 years from now, there will be a similar situation with some player that got in trouble, and then some reporter, some Kaepernick fan would sit there and say, oh, yeah, but he can get a job, but Kaepernick still can't play quarterback in the NFL. He'll be 65 years old.
By the way, I'm convinced if Kaepernick could play, and he could play that position at a high level, even what he's done, he would have a job right now in the National Football League.
Yeah.
He's a backup quarterback, and that's where he is in this stage of his career. And as a backup quarterback, what he brings, the baggage he brings, is too much of a distraction, and it's not worth it for a team.
And shame
as much as when Kareem Hunt comes back, whether he comes back at the end of next year or in 2020,
his baggage will be worth it.
Exactly. There'll be baggage. There'll be the video brought up all over again. They will take heat, but you're right, Lou. It will be worth it because guess what? He might be able to give you 1,400 yards.
Well, the difference, and you'll have a fan base saying, bring him back, dude. Right. You need a running back.
Exactly.
Kidding me? You know, you got... I mean, I'm saying one guy that might be pissed that he's out there, and even though he'd be suspended all year long, would be Le'Veon Bell. Right? Le'Veon Bell's looking at his chops. He need a running back, and they're like, yeah, we do, but we could sign him to a lot cheaper because he's in a bad spot.
I tell you what, though, Le'Veon Bell's probably smiling right now. He's looking at, okay, you're going into Oakland. You don't have a running back this week. Let's see how this works out for you.
This is something that has to change.
All right, final segment being sponsored by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You donate today, your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. This out of Robert Murray. He writes for The Athletic in Milwaukee. So the local Milwaukee writer, baseball writer. Red Sox negotiations with Nathan Eovaldi intensifying, sources tell The Athletic. Intensifying.
Well, they're going to intensify. I just hope that they show some restraint. I wouldn't go crazy for him. How do you not love what he did in the postseason? Nothing to do with that. But, you know, he threw 111 innings last year because he didn't join until end of May because of second Tommy John. You know, in 2016, threw 124 innings. 2015, threw 154 innings. Let's not get carried away on 22 innings in the postseason. I like him. I'd like to see him bring him back. But if the competition gets to the point, what, really, people want to just give him whatever he wants? $18 million a year for a guy that gives you 20 starts a year?
Well, you know what it was. It's like Mike Lowell. Mike Lowell came off of the MVP, right? And what did people want to do? They wanted to sign him up, and the Red Sox signed him up for a three-year deal, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a great deal. So the sentimentality involved here, if we were to put a poll out right now, it probably show up at about 70% of people want him back. But I'm with you. So what's the ceiling to you? What's he worth? Because he's not giving you anywhere close to two.
Here's 40 area, 13 and a half, to the point where I'm like, I kind of have a so-called cheap starter, maybe an overpay for a reliever, and I'm comfortable in that area. But you start getting up to 16, 17, 18, you have to go to 4 years, I'm out. Out. Like, just, you know, again, like it's a guy that, yeah, he's shown spurts, and he was amazing in the postseason. Love Nathan Eovaldi, what he did. But now you got to take a step back, and you got to sit there and say, what am I investing in? What am I going to get? What's my return?
So what's this guy
going to give me 30 starts ever?
So where's this guy coming from? Was Milwaukee interested in Eovaldi?
I don't know.
Okay, because he's based out of Milwaukee, this guy. And he talks about the Red Sox negotiations intensifying. I'm wondering if he's getting it from somebody out there in Milwaukee. Boy, we're interested in
that's
him, but the Red Sox are all
that's
over
it. Trendy will know.
She's all over it.
She's anything out of Milwaukee.
Yeah. I don't know. I just be careful. Tread lightly. That's all.
I'd like
to see him bring him back, but let's not go crazy.
Well, isn't it a good sign, though, if it's intensifying with the Red Sox right now and we're not hearing the possibility of New York or Philadelphia or anybody else beefing up the number and forcing it higher and higher?
Well, I think
the possibility that maybe he wants to be here. He understands, you know, what he's worth out there, and the Red Sox have come up with something that's rational.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, the Yankees already had him. They had a look. I know up close and personal as a member of the Red Sox, but I'd like to see him bring him back, but I don't want to see a four-year deal, 17, 18 per. I tell you that much.
I agree with you. What are you doing? You're doing your own
right
show?
Over there,
what are you doing?
Why? What is your problem, both of you?
What's wrong?
I'm talking to Eamon.
We're having a nice conversation.
No, we are ending a show. That is what
we're
doing.
Three of us are doing a show. It's a
three-man
team.
Save that thought.
What happened to the Wolfpack?
Save that thought.
In other words, you just want to leave.
No, because I have a great opinion of this Nathan Eovaldi, and it is just groundbreaking.
I mean, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Save it for tomorrow.
Save it for tomorrow.
Big time team.
Tomorrow we'll be here. Goodbye.